But hey, Randy, what you reading there? Is that an encyclopedia?
Yes, it is, Steve. I've been thinking that we should be improving the intellectual quality of our comedy for a long time.
Oh, okay, Professor Hodgins. But I really think someone's been listening to his old Nichols and May albums again.
Clamp.
You have the clamp.
Suture.
We have a suture.
Edith.
Yes?
I love you.
Please, please.
Sponge.
I'm Randy Hodgins.
And I'm Steve McClellan, and this week we feature two of the groundbreaking pioneers of improvisational sketch comedy, Mike Nichols and Elaine May, better known professionally as Nichols and May. The duo met as students in the early 50s at the University of Chicago, where they helped form the Compass Players, the precursor to the legendary Second City Improv Troupe.
Both Mike and Elaine were primarily actors at first. Nichols studied method acting with Lee Strasberg, and May studied with the Russian character actress Maria Ospenskaya. But they really delighted in conjuring up imaginary characters in ordinary situations, and trusting in their improv skills to create literate comedy magic.
Miss, yes. Please return my dime.
Sir, I cannot return your dime to you until you hang up. And when you hang up, your dime will be returned to you.
No, it won't. Operator, listen to me. I know that sound. I've heard it all my life. That dime is in there.
Information cannot argue with a closed mind. No.
Now, by the late 50s, Mike and Elaine had developed a real comedy kinship and eventually left the Compass Players to perform on their own. An early booking on The Steve Allen Show was followed by the October 1960 New York premiere of An Evening with Mike Nichols and Elaine May, a show that ran for 306 performances and was also released as a live album.
Busy. Arthur, I sat by that phone all day Friday.
It was just work, and
all
darling,
day Friday night.
I kept thinking, I gotta call Mom.
All day Saturday.
Oh, listen, believe
all
me.
All day Sunday. And your father said to me, Phyllis, eat something, you'll faint.
Darling,
I said, no, Harry, no. I don't want my mouth to be full when my son calls me.
Mom.
After a brief four-year partnership and several albums, Nichols and May ended their comedy act and went their separate and even more successful ways. Mike Nichols became one of the entertainment industry's most accomplished directors and a bona fide EGOT recipient, winning a Grammy for a Nichols and May comedy album, an Oscar for The Graduate, a Tony for The Odd Couple, and an Emmy for Angels in America, among many others.
Elaine May became a highly sought-after screenwriter and director, including scripting the classic Heaven Can Wait. Their comedy had an outsized influence on comedians such as Woody Allen, Jerry Seinfeld, and Steve Martin, who once said, "I'd never actually heard someone deliver irony just in the tone of their voice."
You can find out more about Nichols and May and all our comedy legends, including video clips and extended audio cuts, at LaughTracksRadio.com. Thanks for listening. And until next time, it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him. Goodbye, everybody.